Northern Ireland's top prosecutor has said doctors who refer women for abortions in Great Britain face no legal threat. In a letter to Amnesty International, Barry McGrory has also said there is no offence in the law of Northern Ireland around promoting abortion services. The move has been welcomed as a major breakthrough for women's rights by pro-choice campaigners, but it's been criticised by pro-life campaigners. Obviously, we'll take your calls on this, wherever you stand on this issue this morning, 03030 80 55 55. The pro-life campaigner Bernie Smith with us this morning. Bernie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
So Barry McGrory has made this clear.
Well, I think if we go back a few years, Stephen, you released this on your programme. I think it was 4 years ago. Barry McGrory made a very similar statement, which probably should have been challenged then. But obviously now, with the recent decision made in the UK, the undemocratic decision to make abortion freely available to women who travel to the UK has been taken up by Amnesty to pressurise our medical profession here. But let's bear in mind, this is just a statement and can be challenged by our elected representatives. And in fact, the Attorney General a few years ago made a very clear statement that abortion here is a criminal offence. And even a doctor here in Northern Ireland who participated in abortion may have a defence in a court of law. So we're looking at something here that it's very strictly and is an illegal offence here in Northern Ireland to perform a direct abortion
on women. You're looking at something here where the Director of Public Prosecutions has said there will be no prosecutions around this.
Well, the reality is
full stop, so there will be none.
Well, I mean, that may be his opinion. That's not to say that that could be held in a court of law, because over the
He's the man that allows it to go to court or not.
From 2001, there has been ongoing debate over the issue of guidelines. You've covered that yourself in numerous programmes. And it was made very clear in 2009 by Mr. Judge Justice Girvan, who made it very clear that any guidance here in Northern Ireland should seek to encourage women seeking abortion in the UK to make a different choice. He said that the medical profession here should encourage them to make that different choice in the case of the increase of women travelling. And we have noticed over the years there has been, in fact, a decrease in women travelling. But if you take into consideration and look at the fact that euthanasia and assisted suicide are actually illegal in the UK, Will this decision in the UK now be made for suffering patients, suffering people to travel to, for example, the Netherlands to seek euthanasia with the full approval of the public prosecutor?
But Bernie, you're bringing this.
I'm bringing an example.
You're extrapolating here,
no,
aren't
I'm bringing
you?
An example here to your attention, Stephen, that if something is illegal, how could it be legal to travel to another country? It is legal here in Northern Ireland to give advice. And that has been the case for years, for the last 50
this is
years.
This is a huge blow to your campaign, isn't it? That no matter what way you shape this, no matter what way you talk around it, the Director of Public Prosecutions is clearly making a public statement to the whole community in Northern Ireland.
Well, the
you will not be prosecuted.
The reality is, Stephen, this doesn't change the existing law here in Northern Ireland. It's a criminal offence here in Northern Ireland to induce an abortion. It's a criminal offence for any woman to seek an abortion. But it's not a criminal offence to give advice on issues surrounding abortion. Now, is Barry McGrory going to issue a secular to every member of the medical profession? Is he going to issue a secular to our Democratic representatives at Stormont or at Westminster? I mean, this remains to be seen at this point in time. It is a statement, and it has been pushed and it has been made public by Amnesty International, a campaigning group who wants to legalise abortion up to the very moment of birth. So really the challenge here is for ourselves and other pro-life campaigners to challenge this statement, to seek out whether it is completely legal and if need be,
what do you mean?
Through a judicial review.
What do you mean to challenge if it is completely legal?
Well, that's actually the case. This is the opinion of the Public Prosecution Service. It's not to say, you know, it's actually bypassing the democratic process. The law here is very clear. The law has been acknowledged. The law has been upheld for the last 50 years. It's a criminal offence to have an abortion here in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, but it's not. But there is no legal threat if a doctor tells a woman, refers her for an abortion in Great Britain. And well, you know that's because we had these conversations before. You know that in Northern Ireland there have been many conversations, and indeed medics who've come on programmes like this and others who have been fearful of giving advice or referring women because of the threat, the possibility of prosecution. That is now gone.
Well, that's not the case.
It is the case.
The reality is the Public Prosecution Service have made a statement. That statement can still be challenged because it's been made very clear by the Attorney General here in Northern Ireland that abortion is a criminal offence. So the reality is just because an opinion has been given by the Public Prosecution Service doesn't mean to say that it can stand up in a court of law if challenged.
Gráinne Taggart is from Amnesty International. I meet you in the McDonald's there, Gráinne. Gráinne Taggart. Good morning, Gráinne.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, what significance do you put on this this statement from Barry McGrory? It's correspondence with your organisation.
That's right. No, this is a significant breakthrough in the fight for abortion rights here. As Amnesty International, we have been working to remove the barriers in law, policy and practice that govern abortion here. We know for too long now that the threat of prosecution has hung over the heads of the medical profession here, particularly when it comes to making referrals to the rest of the UK. It's no secret, and we know that women have long been travelling to the UK for this service. So we wrote to the Public Prosecution Service. We sought clarification if there would be criminal prosecutions for doctors making those direct referrals. And very clearly it has come back that the answer to that is no. Now, why that's particularly significant at this time, I mean, it's significant in its own right, but particularly at this time is following the recent UK government announcement that women from Northern Ireland can access abortions on the NHS for free in the rest of the UK. So we have met with the UK Equalities Office and we're working with others to try and ensure that women from here have a clear pathway to the NHS and clinics in the rest of the UK. So this will certainly go a long way in facilitating that.
Bertie Smith's making it clear this morning she's going to challenge it.
I said myself and other groups will be looking at whether there is a case for a challenge regarding this recent statement. And you made this statement yourself 4 years ago, Stephen, on your own programme. It's very clear on the BBC. And yes, there is concerns that this could lead to an increase in women travelling to the UK for abortion. It's very concerning that an organisation like Amnesty International, who claim to care for the human rights of individuals, of people throughout the world, would be campaigning to legalise abortion up to the moment of birth. And in fact, at this point in time, we would be more concerned with the fact that if there is an increase with the recent exposure of Mary Stopes, showing that there has been an increase in botched abortions and the safety of women and unborn children here is paramount in this argument, that all Amnesty care about is whether there is a clear pathway, a pathway that can lead to destruction, the destruction of innocent unborn children, and to the detriment of many women's lives. So yes, we would be concerned with this, that it could increase the numbers of women travelling. It could put at risk the medical profession. I mean, and it's very clear here when we talk about women's lives, there's very few abortions carried out in the UK.
What is putting medical professionals at risk?
The fact that they could be advising women wrongly. They could be setting up a pathway that could be illegal. As I said,
in terms of referring,
Public Prosecution
Service, it could
be open to a challenge. And I am basically saying that this morning.
Okay, in terms,
if there's a chance to challenge this, obviously it must be challenged.
In terms of referring women for abortions elsewhere in the UK, the Director of Public Prosecutions in Northern Ireland says, I can see no risk of criminal prosecution for NHS employees arising from the circumstances you have described. He also says, quote, I also do not see the issue of criminal liability arising in the context of NHS staff advising or informing patients of the availability of abortion services in England and
Well, that is under advice, and that has been clarified through the courts itself. There is nothing illegal about giving advice. We're speaking about actual referrals. Regarding women who have medical difficulties, they are cared for here in Northern Ireland. Women in Northern Ireland who have medical reasons for intervention are basically cared for. This is about the social aspects of abortion. This is about women travelling to England who do not have...
Gráinne Taggart, let's ask you, because Bernie is distinguishing here between advising and a medical professional actually referring, the act of referral.
Yes, well,
in your letter, because the detail is specific, is important here, did you in your letter specifically address the issue of medical professionals who refer women for abortions in the UK? And is that what Barry McGrory was responding to?
Yes, the point around information, that's right. You know, we know there hasn't been, there isn't an offence there. Our question was specifically around the process of referring a woman to the rest of the UK. Now, even though obviously there is no offence that has attached to giving women information, we know from having spoken to women that the experience with their doctors has been different in terms of getting that information. Some haven't felt comfortable to do that either. But our question was specifically around referrals.
You wouldn't have the letter in front of you, would you?
I do.
Would you mind reading that bit out, the specific words, so that I can hear it?
Yeah. So I asked, the recent decision of the Right Honourable Justin Greening MP, Minister for Equalities in the UK Equalities Office, to provide free abortions for Northern Irish women in England and Wales, highlights the need and raises the likelihood that women in Northern Ireland will ask Northern Ireland NHS medical professionals to refer them directly to NHS hospitals and clinics in the rest of the UK. In those circumstances, is it your view that there would be any risk of criminal prosecution for NHS employees taking this step? But also, I'd like to make another
point. Hold on, before we do go on to the other point, there you go, Bernie. I think this is valuable today in terms of making it clear what we're talking about. Gráinne Taggart specifically addresses the point of referring women, so it's not advising, referring women for abortions elsewhere in the UK, and the Director of Public Prosecution says he can see no risk of criminal prosecutions for people doing that. He's the man that says yes or no to taking a criminal case in Northern Ireland.
He's not God in this issue. We have a higher authority in terms of the courts here, Stephen. And the reality of this
is... It doesn't get to court unless he allows it to get to court.
What Amnesty is trying to do now is pressurise the medical profession in Northern Ireland to be forced into referring women to the UK when they know that it's dangerous.
No, that's ridiculous. I have to challenge that right away. Amnesty has been working
both in this regard most recently.
Okay.
And we would be greatly concerned.
Okay, well, let Gráinne respond.
To women and unborn children.
Okay, look, no, that's ridiculous. The Royal College.
Hold on, Bernie. He's going to be able to respond.
That's a ridiculous point. Amnesty's been working with the Royal College of Midwives and other Royal Colleges are on the record referring to this threat that their members and medical staff here have felt. What this does is lift that threat of prosecution and the role of the Director of Public Prosecutions in Northern Ireland. It's his role to clarify when a criminal offence has been committed and when there is a risk of criminal prosecution. So very clearly it is coming back that there is no threat in those circumstances where our medical profession make those referrals.
Just to be accurate, the role of the Director of Prosecution, Director of Public Prosecution, is not to clarify when a criminal offence has been committed.
Well,
that's for a court to decide.
Yeah,
the role is for the Director of Public Prosecution to decide whether
prosecution would take place.
Exactly.
Yes. I also said in my letter and referred to, because this raises a wider question then of guidance from the Department of Health. Because there is a paragraph in the Department of Health's guidance for medical professionals, which was published in 2016. And if I may, it states specifically that the courts in Northern Ireland have never considered the issue of whether it would be lawful to advocate or promote in Northern Ireland the termination of pregnancy in another jurisdiction, i.e. the rest of the UK, in circumstances where it would not be lawful if it was carried out here. So I asked again the question that is it the view of the Director of Public Prosecutions that a woman requesting this or an NHS medical professional referring a woman would fall short of advocating and promoting? And very clearly it has come back from the Director of Public Prosecutions, that that is not a matter for the criminal law here in Northern Ireland, that that is a matter for the Department of Health's policy, which raises the question to us as Amnesty, why is it in the Department of Health's guidance in the first place if there's no basis in the criminal law here?
Well, the reality is that the guidance was passed by Stormont and is now actively used by the medical profession. And it's been very clear that the actual guideline battle over from 2001, it's been made very clear with reference to that, that any guidance should not encourage women to seek abortion, nor and should seek to reduce the numbers of abortion going away.
Not what's there
abortion,
at all.
And to encourage women to
That's
make
not what's there
choices.
At all.
So the reality of this is, what we're talking about here today that you think is a great victory, the reality is, what we could see through this, whether it's legal or illegal, or whether it's right or it's wrong, is the destruction of more innocent unborn children. And in fact, there is no such thing as a free abortion in the UK. What we're forcing people in the UK to do is pay their taxes to destroy innocent unborn children and to include to the death toll over 200,000 unborn children are murdered every year in the UK. Is to include in that. Shame on you people who are organising and campaigning to destroy innocent unborn children and destroy their mothers.
Well, let's see what some of our callers say this morning. Tom and Ballymoney. Morning, Tom.
Morning, Stephen. A couple of wee points. I thought it was you were doing a rerun. You were going way off on holiday again and doing a rerun because it's the same old spiel yet again. I have a wee comment for Bernie and one for Grainne. To Bernie first, I'm a Christian as well. And I want to just say well done for fighting the fight again and for not letting these people get you down for this, for people promoting murder, which what it is. This, I'm just sitting here watching at a petrol station, seeing all these people, and basically they wouldn't be alive if people like Grainne got their way and you're just allowed to murder people left,
That's
right,
ridiculous.
And centre, which what it
Grainne,
is.
You'll want to respond
Grainne,
to that.
It is.
Grainne, you'll
want
to respond to that.
Yes, she can respond.
Well, she can. No, she can respond when I say she can respond, which is now. Go on, Grainne.
Okay, well, this isn't about Grainne, you know, specifically. I'm speaking in my capacity as representing Amnesty International, and I totally appreciate that abortion is a sensitive subject, and it's one that people feel very strongly about. However, the law as it sits in Northern Ireland at the minute makes abortion illegal in almost every circumstance. It forces women, including those who have been raped, including girls who have been victims of incest, including women like Sarah Ewart, whose pregnancies were given fatal diagnosis, i.e. there's no possibility of life outside of the womb, to travel to the rest of the UK for healthcare that they should be entitled to here at home. Now, I appreciate that opinions may differ around abortion and everyone is entitled to hold that view. However, as Amnesty, we are concerned about the rights infringements that women in Northern Ireland are experiencing by not accessing these...
And others are concerned about the rights of the unborn child, like Tom. Tom, you can go into your next point now. Go ahead.
Yes, for Grainne. Grainne, I have a cousin of mine, a second cousin, who... was when my cousin who's...
Need to stop you there, Tom. Need to stop you immediately there. We cannot start talking about details around your cousin. We can't do so, sir. I'm sorry. I understand the law. I'm going to protect you and us to that regard. Alan in Rough Island. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Alan.
Just a question for you. Is that the same Bernie that's on the show now this morning, as was on about a year or so ago? I said any woman that went to England for an abortion should be charged with cruelty, the same way as anybody's charged with cruelty to animals.
Bernie?
If that's the same woman, let's let Bernie
speak to
what you're talking about, but obviously, as a pro-life campaigner, abortion is the most worst form of destruction on an innocent unborn child who cannot lift its head to defend itself. Yes, it is a terrible attack on an innocent unborn child. It destroys an unborn child's life.
What he's really saying is, did you call for people who travel across the water to be prosecuted?
I haven't a clue what he's talking about.
Well, let me ask you now.
Well,
do you
here in Northern Ireland? Is
do you believe
clear.
People who cross who go across
offense.
The water to be prosecuted?
I can't change what happens in another jurisdiction, but the law in Northern Ireland is very clear, Stephen. It protects unborn children. And that is the law that I have been working.
You're very good at telling us. You're usually very good at telling us what your opinions are. In your opinion, if someone goes across the water for an abortion, should they be prosecuted?
In my opinion, I have been involved in the pro-life movement for 20 years to ensure that.
Here's the avoidance of the answer now.
No way.
The law in Northern Ireland protects unborn children and their mothers in law, policy, and practice. I have only got an opinion on what actually happens here. Obviously, I'm opposed to abortion in all circumstances, whether it be here in Northern Ireland or whether it be in other parts of
the UK. You only have an opinion as to what happens
here. Unborn children, and we'll continue to campaign for that.
Go on, Alan.
I've widened the question. I simply asked you, I didn't ask for a sermon. I simply asked you, do you still believe in what you said about a year or so ago?
Where did I say this at?
About a year ago or so ago on the Nolan Show.
Oh, well, maybe I better go back on and check that.
And you said on the wireless
program.
Women going across to the UK to have an abortion should be charged with cruelty.
That's not my memory. We would need to go and check that. I can't remember Bernie saying that. So let's.
I must have, it's the same Bernie.
I'm sure there's quite a number of Bernies about Northern Ireland who make comments on abortion. But the reality is, as I've made it clear, as you said, I gave a litany there. The reality in my sermon is very clear. Abortion is the violent destruction of an innocent unborn child. It is wrong in all circumstances.
Actually, Gráinne Taggart, I'm looking specifically at the letter from Barry McGrory now, the Director of Public Prosecutions. To be fair to Bernie Smith, there is some wriggle room here, Gráinne, because he says, Mr. McGrory says at the top of the letter, while every case must be considered individually, having regard to its own facts and circumstances, I can see no risk of criminal prosecution for NHS employees arising from the circumstances you've described in the first paragraph of your letter.
Which I've described there.
So he does leave it open.
Well, my view on that would be, of course, because obviously we don't know what circumstances may arise in the future. And once a letter is published, obviously it holds. So therefore, you have to ensure that you, if a case came before you, that you have those circumstances there to consider.
So in other words, hold on, Gráinne, let me make this point, though. But you can look at this upon this in a different way if you chose to do so, which is Barry McGrory is saying that there may be an individual set of facts and circumstances which may lead to a prosecution.
What I said to the Director of Public Prosecutions was very clear, and I've read it out so listeners there can hear. It referred specifically to doctors making direct referrals to the rest of the UK. It has come back, as you've said there, that no criminal prosecution would likely arise in those circumstances. From this, what we now want to see is the Department of Health update their guidance and publish that so that the medical profession here are relieved of this threat in the way that we have put out, obviously, in our press statement today. This is a significant development. We know that at least going back to 2013 and even before then, the medical profession have felt this threat, and it's important now that they understand that that threat effectively has been lifted.
Well, that's misleading. And in fact, I have to go off air here to do another interview. Would you mind, Gráinne, emailing that statement to info@preciouslife.com? Because it would be really
on our website.
Well, we are going to publish it right now on both our website and our Twitter feed. Barbara Gray has done.
And it's also on Amnesty NI. You can get it there also.
Thanks very much for giving me the opportunity to be on today. I'm actually having to leave the programme. I'm doing another interview now at 9:30. So
all the best, Bernie. Nice to talk to you. Gráinne, thank you. Morning to you as well. Pastor Brian Ashworth. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, just to say, you know, over 8 million children's lives have been terminated in Britain, you know, through abortion. And nearly all of these were not medical emergencies, but, you know, they were terminated because of convenience. It was simply inconvenient to have the child. And
well, you don't know that, do you?
Well, we do through statistics. All of these children have...
So you've no idea of the individual circumstances around any woman going for an abortion. And for you to say that it was done out of convenience is deeply insulting to those women.
Stephen, 8 million children were not murdered because of, you know, medical emergencies.
You don't know how many were.
The statistics as well say that a lot of the abortions are repetitive, that women have had more than one abortion. You know, they have had many abortions.
And again, you don't know the circumstances.
Well, Stephen, again, we need to not have this on our hands. Northern Ireland, I believe the position of the person, the head of the Department of Public Prosecutions, you know, has got this wrong. I believe he needs to carry out the will of Storm, and it is illegal in this country. And, you know, we need to uphold the law, which, you know, is not about encouraging women to go and get an abortion somewhere else. You know, the spirit of the law in Northern Ireland is that, you know, we should be protecting the unborn and looking after them. They're people. They can enjoy living their life, you know, around us and contributing to society at a time when we're talking about immigration.
Brian, you know, Brian, I'm just going to push you one last. I am going to push you one last time, on behalf of those women who may have been raped, the victim of a sexual assault, whose baby may have anencephaly, fetal abnormality, in other words. For you to use a term this morning that an abortion is a convenience for them is deeply insulting to those women.
I've listened to interviews of women, men who have survived abortion attempts, in America, you know, where the abortion attempt failed, and they have spoken out and traveled and gone before Congress and everything else saying, you know, we want to live. We want to live our life. I know someone who whose mother was going to abort him, and she was talked out of it. And he now has Feed the Hungry programs, which feed 400,000 orphans a year in Africa. That's Dr. James Robinson, a well-known television evangelist whose mother was raped. She was going to get an abortion. She was talked out of it. Look at the way he's contributing to society today.
Ivor wants to speak to you this morning, Brian. Morning, Ivor.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Ivor.
Tell me something.
Well, you want to speak to Brian, don't you? So say good morning to him.
Good morning, Brian.
Tell you what to both do, actually. Stay there. We'll get the news. We'll come back to both of you. Ivor, you can speak directly to Brian this morning.
Yes, Brian. I would like to understand something here. You talk about the Word of God. God give people free will. Only God can judge. How have you got the right to say God is wrong?
Well, I believe people have a free will, okay, you know, not to get pregnant if they don't want to. And you have choice, absolutely. You know, I haven't had children without planning. You know, I've got three children of my own. So taking care along these issues, the problem arises when we have a promiscuous society that goes out, you know, just all the time having sexual relations with people they don't know under the influence of alcohol or drugs. They get pregnant. It's inconvenient for them. You know, and if they don't want to raise a child, then why not, liberalize the adoption laws more where people can adopt those children instead of sending someone away to England, you know, to have a termination and abortion where the child, you know, is.
All I'm saying is, I mean, I don't have the right to judge. No one does. God does. That's the way
I'm judging. I'm saying we have free will.
Of course you're judging.
And we need to take the opportunity.
You're taking people's free will away, or you want to take people's free will away, and God give us that right. You can't
take
it away.
You have a free will.
So why not just let God judge?
If you don't want to.
That's what he's there for. Let God judge, not you.
God has judged, okay? His word is for life. You know, God loves life, and he gave us.
Maybe he does, but he also gave us.
Why terminate it? Why terminate it?
Why
create life?
Why tell people what to do? Why? I mean, what gives you the right to turn around?
Every one of those children that go through an abortion, they're terminated. They are
indeed. They are indeed.
And if you don't
think they're
children, then leave them alone because they would be among us today if they
weren't. You cannot judge a woman for what she wants to do with her own body. That's just plain stupid. And
why should taxpayers pay for abortions, you know, when, you know, we don't agree with it?
As far as I know, anybody that goes to England for an abortion has to pay for it themselves.
Okay.